And I am intentionally redundant because most of the times our minds have been fed so many negative things until we have to keep hammering away at the false concepts with the truth until our individual consciousness accepts the truth and we are set free. I say, whatever good you want, get full of the feeling. If you want to be healthy, and you don't have to be sick to pray the prayer for health, if you want to be healthy all of your days in this dimension, in your consciousness, in your own mind, entertain the thought, the belief, the feeling of health. Get full of the feeling of health, and that will keep you healthy. It will heal you if you're sick.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Kinetic Fitness Show. My name is Ali West, and I'm your host, as always, and this is a landmark episode. It is episode number 25. Yes, get in there. A quarter of a century. We made it together. Did not expect when I first started this podcast that I would even get to 10 episodes, let alone 25. But I am grateful for you guys that are regular listeners. I'm super grateful if you are a new listener as well. I welcome you to the show. And I'm going to continue to keep bringing you great content to help you live a longer, healthier, happier, and more joyful life. That is the mission of the Kinetic Fitness Show podcast. And I'm going to keep on covering great topics, bringing in great guests that are going to help you with your health and well-being, mindset, nutrition, etc. All those areas that are going to help you to be a better version of yourself. With that in mind, I was debating hard with myself and with my wife, Sarah, as well, about what I should cover and what we should do for this 25th episode of the show. And I've decided that rather than bringing in a guest, I will give you a bit of experience and give you an area and a topic from my life and an area that's really helped me to improve my life and move my life forward in a direction that I wanted to go in, and that has also helped me really be in the moment, in the now, and be aware of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. What is this thing then, you may be asking? It is gratitude. And I've already used it at the start of this podcast by being grateful for you guys that are listening in. But in this episode, I'm going to cover gratitude. I'm going to explain exactly what it is. I'm going to explain how it's helped me personally and some of the results I've seen since implementing gratitude into my daily life. And I'm also going to give you guys some tips, tricks, and practices that you can use and you can implement as soon as this episode is finished that are going to help you to improve, be a better version of yourself, and move forward with your life in the right direction. I promise you, when you start to introduce gratitude and when you start to practice gratitude daily, you will see huge differences in your life and huge results, and you will be much more successful and you will live out a much better life. Right, let's do it. Let's get started with episode number 25, this landmark episode, and bring you some great content all centered around gratitude. Here we go. Let's do this. What I'm going to do in this podcast episode is break it up into three different sections. And all of these sections will flow nicely. As I said before at the start of this podcast, this is not going to be a long drawn out one, quite a quick snappy podcast, but I'm just going to really highlight how important having gratitude as part of your daily routine is. The three sections that I'm going to split this episode up into are as follows. The first section is going to be just a quick definition of what gratitude is and what I believe it to be. The second section is going to be how gratitude has helped me personally and some of the results and the impact it's had on my life. And the third section is going to be how you guys listening into this episode today can implement gratitude into your everyday life. Right, let's get started with this first section and let's define what gratitude actually is. So gratitude, I'm going to read this straight from the dictionary. Gratitude is the quality of being thankful, a readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. Let me read that again so we all get clarity on it. Gratitude is the quality of being thankful, a readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. Simply put, gratitude is just being grateful for something or someone and to say thanks. That's the definition of gratitude done. That was a simple, quick section. Let's move on to section two of this episode. How gratitude has helped me in some of the results I've seen. I first started practicing gratitude in about 2015, so roughly 3 years ago. And I'd always been raised to have good manners, to say please, to say thank you. So I wasn't somebody that wasn't aware of gratitude, but I didn't realize the power of it. It wasn't something that I was implementing every single day into my life. It wasn't part of my routine. And it wasn't until I really started practicing gratitude and saying thanks and being grateful on a daily basis that I started to notice real serious results and paradigm shifts in my life in general. I was really put onto gratitude by a couple of people. Firstly was my friend Paul, who was the best man at my wedding. He's one of my best friends, one of my closest friends. And he got me onto the idea of practicing gratitude on a daily basis and saying what I was thankful for. The second person that put me onto gratitude, who really hammered it home, was my very first podcast guest of the Kinetic Fitness Show, Coach Kair. He was my own coach, my personal coach for 7 months. And when I worked with him, he was all about gratitude. So we started and ended every single one of our coaching sessions with gratitude. Let me tell you then about some of the results that I've seen. Firstly, by practicing gratitude, it's helped me to be more present, more in the moment, and to appreciate all the things that I sometimes, and probably we all, take for granted. So gratitude, sometimes people think it's about the big things in life, but it's not. It's about being thankful and grateful for even just the smallest things in life. As I said, some of the things that we take for granted. We tend to be living at a million miles an hour. We live these busy lives. Everything is in our fingertips and it's instant. We want instant results. We want instant gratification. We want to be connected. And it's all a bit crazy. Sometimes we can be a bit robotic as well. We go through the motions and we don't really stop to be mindful, be in that present moment, and say thanks for the little things in life. So this is something that gratitude can really help with and has really helped me personally, is pulling me back into the present moment, being right here, right now, and just being thankful for those small things in life as well. Another result that gratitude has given me is it's allowed me to spot patterns and habits in my life as well, good and bad. We will come on to this in a little bit towards the end of the podcast, but one thing that really hammered gratitude into me was journaling. I started journaling nearly a year ago now, so writing a daily journal. And in that, I put what I'm happy and grateful for right at the start of it. And then when I read my journal back every now and again, I can start to see patterns and see habits of things that I'm grateful for at certain points in time, on certain days, at certain periods of the year. You get the idea. So it really helps you to spot patterns when you can start practicing gratitude every day. The next result that I've noticed with practicing gratitude is it's uplifted my spirit. It's made me feel more happy, more joyful, and it's allowed me to not worry and get panicky about too much and not to let anxiety take over me. When you realize that we've got so much, particularly in the Western world, we're so blessed to have things that, again, as I said, we take for granted, like clean water, electricity, access to healthy food, fresh food, so many little things that we forget about. So to me, it's made me really upbeat. It's increased my happiness and it made me really focus on my outlook on life. What are we here for? What am I here for personally? And by being grateful, it really increases your happiness, increases your joyfulness. So there's three real big results that I can't say too much more about. I can just say that they've helped move my life forward in a fantastic direction. I do seriously think that since I've really practiced gratitude day in, day out, things have started to excel for me because I'm being kind. Without going too deep on the spiritual side of things, I'm being grateful and saying thanks to the higher power, to the universe, whatever you may believe in. And if you believe in the law of attraction as well, which I do, then good things will come back to you. And that's what's been happening with me over the last few years. I've been grateful, I've showed gratitude, and good things have been coming to me and good things have been happening. There are no coincidences. I could rattle on about how gratitude has helped me, but if you want any more information on that, just let me know and I can give you more and more results. Let's talk then about how you guys can implement gratitude into your daily practices, into your everyday life. This is the meat of this podcast and this is what you want. This is what you want to know about and how it can help you. The first way that you can implement gratitude is really, really simple. When you wake up in the morning, before you do anything else, before you have your shower, before you have your coffee, before you flick on the news, before you scroll through Instagram or Facebook, whatever your morning routine is or whatever you tend to do first in the morning, before you do any of that, just sit or lie in your bed, be still, and say to yourself, you don't even have to say it out loud, you can say it in your head, what am I grateful for today? And just say three things that you are happy and grateful for on this day or on that day. Here's a little example. It could be, I'm happy and grateful for my wife. I'm happy and grateful for access to clean water. I'm happy and grateful for this comfy bed that I'm lying in. Simple. It takes less than 10 seconds, but it has such a huge impact. Also, you don't have to take my word for it. You can go onto Google and you can just research gratitude and some of the studies that has been done on it as well to see the profound results that it can produce. So that's the first way that you can implement it. Real, real simple. Just say to yourself out loud or in your head three things that you are happy and grateful for today. The second way that you can implement or practice gratitude is just saying to someone that you're thankful for them, that you are grateful for them. This could be a loved one, a partner, a spouse. It could be a sibling, a relative, a coworker, a colleague, or even a random stranger, somebody that maybe has served you at a shop or they've helped you in some way through your day. Just saying to them, thank you for your help. I'm grateful for you. I appreciate you. It will do two things. Number one, it will make you feel better. And number two, it will make the person that's receiving the gratitude better and feel better as well. It will lift their mood But I tell you one thing as well, it will shock them. They'll be like, they might not expect it, because we live in this world where we don't expect to be thanked and we don't expect to be shown gratitude. And when it comes, it's just like, oh, did he really just say thank you to me? Or did he really just appreciate me? Is he really grateful for me? I think people think you're lying sometimes, but you're not. You're speaking from the heart. Only do it from the heart. Be truthful. If you really mean it, say it to that person and just watch what happens. It'll have a massive, massive impact on you and on the person that you are thankful for. The third way that you can practice gratitude is through meditation. I know a lot of people that listen to my podcasts are into their meditation or are starting to get into it. So when you are in that meditative state or you're getting into meditation, a great way to start the meditation is to start it with gratitude. So again, a few things that you're grateful for, get into that zone of showing gratitude, of being thankful, of that gratefulness. And then again, that will program your brain or program your soul, and good things will start to happen to you. Another way that you can implement it, by the way, I practice all of these so far that I've said, but the one way that makes a massive difference for me is by physically writing it down on paper. Get yourself a journal, get yourself a diary, whatever you want to call it, and just jot down in that journal every single day three things that you are grateful for. Again, it doesn't have to be massive. It doesn't have to be a huge thing. It could just be so simple, like, I am happy and grateful for the clothes that I'm wearing. I am happy and grateful for having access to heating in my home. Little things, as I said, little things, but the little things make the big differences. Journaling is huge. I mentioned this in one of my previous podcast episodes, the episode I did about morning routines. Journaling and a gratitude journal will take you to the next level. Trust me on this one. Again, you can go onto Google, look at some of the most successful people in the world. I'd say 80, 90% of them journal on a daily basis. And just to wrap all that up of a final way that you can include gratitude into your daily practices, into your daily habits, is by ending your day with gratitude as well. So we talked about starting it with gratitude. Finish it with gratitude as well. Before you go to sleep, when you're lying in bed, you've had a long day or a busy day, just lie in there. Before you drift off to sleep, just say, right, okay, what are three things that I'm grateful for today? Or what are three great things that happened to me today that I can truly be grateful for? And again, it doesn't have to be huge. It can be little things, or it can be a big thing. And just keep doing this. Keep practicing it every day. Once you do it every day for 21 days, it will become a habit. It will be ingrained into you, and you will see huge shifts in your life. Trust me, I guarantee you. So what I want you to do off the back of this podcast is start practicing and start implementing some of these ways of showing gratitude. Don't take anything for granted. Be humble. Be thankful for what you got. Be thankful for what you receive moving forward. And do your best every single day to be happy and grateful and show thanks. Short, sharp and sweet podcast episode this week, but it is something I think that if you take on board, you put it into practice, you will have a fantastic life. You will have a happier, healthier, a more joyful life as well. That's it for this week. I'm going to wrap it up there. All about gratitude. Put it into practice. Make it happen. As always, if you need any further help, do not hesitate to get in touch with me. All my contact details are in the description of this podcast. I'm here to help you. Do not hesitate to get in touch. And also, if you've got any ideas of topics you'd like me to cover on the podcast, shoot them over in an email or send me a message on Instagram, and I can put them into consideration, maybe get a guest on to cover that topic, or I can cover it myself. Finally, if you haven't liked, followed, shared, subscribed to my podcast, please do so. That just takes one click to subscribe and you'll be updated with all the latest updates with my podcast. And also, if you could leave me a review, particularly if you are listening to this on iTunes, just drop on there, leave me a review, tell me how you're finding the podcast and what you like most about it, and that will help me massively as well. Like we do at the end of every episode of the Kinetic Fitness Show, we will finish with a quote. And the quote today is this: gratitude is a powerful catalyst for happiness. Go and show some gratitude today. That's it for episode number 25 of the Kinetic Fitness Show, a landmark episode. I am grateful for you guys. I'm happy and grateful for all of my listeners. Show gratitude this week, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Peace and love.